Steve, can you tell me how long you've been a pub owner?
Well, 4 years, I suppose. I've been involved with pubs off and on for 10 years. I've sort of done hotel work, and I've also run a restaurant pub. And now I've got what you call a good old-fashioned pub. That is, a public bar with all the social games going with it, which is what we've always wanted to have, you know.
It sounds like you've always worked in pubs, but not always in this one.
No, no. I've worked in quite a variety of pubs.
What makes a good pub? I mean, you said, you know, it has got a good variety of things.
Well, I think having the right customers to start with, selling the right beer, keeping it good, and most of all, keeping a good attitude yourself, even though you probably feel very tired. But the ideal is, if you generate it from your side, it's got to affect the other side, if you're getting the right customers in.
Yeah, I must say, that's one thing that's always struck me about being a pub owner. I mean, a lot of people seem to think that it's a nice job, you know. Everybody says, oh, I'd love to retire and get a country pub, but it seems to me that it's actually very hard work.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What does the man say about his involvement with pubs? What characterizes the old-fashioned pub according to the man? Question 14. What does the man say is most important in making a good pub? Question 15. What does the woman think of running a country pub?